Pineapple-Shaped Lamps, or PSL, is a performance troupe known for comedy and perhaps oddity. The group is not known for drama or tragedy, but the PSL players are taking on a dramatic tale, the rise and fall of comic book artist and author Jack Kirby. The play is called King Kirby. Director Blake Howard explains the significance of Kirby in the comic book realm.
Amongst a lot of comic book fans, he's kind of, you know, one of those household names. He's attributed to creating a whole lot of very famous and recognizable characters throughout, you know, pop culture history. But he's not quite on the same level of someone like Stan Lee, who has, you know, he spent the majority of his career kind of marketing himself as his own character. And, you know, even well into his 90s, goes on and does, you know, cameo appearances in movies and things like that. But, you know, Jack Kirby kind of didn't really have that air of celebrity around him. He was more of a pure creator in that sense. And so this kind of goes through a Goodfellas style, you know, rise and fall story of him growing up in a Jewish street gang in New York in the early 20th century, all the way through his service in World War II. And then, of course, there were the comic book witch hunts in the 1960s that was dealing with a lot of controversy and censorship at the time, and how he and also the business tried to rise from the ashes of all of that. And essentially also how people who are attributed with helping create a lot of things that you love and are successful, how sometimes they don't really, you know, meet the fairy tale happy ending that you would think.
Jack Kirby created comics for Marvel, then DC, then Marvel again. He created or co-created Captain America, the Fantastic Four, the Hulk, the X-Men, and more. Local actor Brian Kinnoyer has been a Jack Kirby fan for decades.
I'm older than the rest of the cast, so I've been into comic books since like the late 70s. So I've been aware of Jack Kirby for quite some time. To get to play Jack Kirby, what's incredibly interesting about Jack Kirby is the drive that he had. His creativity always seemed to be trying to inspire someone else's creativity. So it was kind of like marbles ricocheting, and he just wanted it to keep growing. And he seemed to just have an amazing drive on staying focused, keeping a job, holding his family together, and then to see all of that kind of fall apart.
Is his life a tragedy?
I would say the way this story is played, I think that the audience will be able to read. You get that, like, oof, like you get to see the maybe slightly wrong choices that wouldn't benefit a normal person. But he seemed to be more interested in creating the art, doing the art. So he did all the homework and didn't get any of the screen time. There's plenty of hilarious moments that happen in the show, but the overarching storyline is, turns out, not the best for Jack.
That was Brian Kinnoyer playing Jack Kirby and director Blake Howard from Pineapple-Shaped Lamps. King Kirby opens this Thursday, April 13th, and runs through Sunday, April 30th at Red Barn Theater. Find details at whqr.org.